Saturday's open house was a chance for the Flemingsburg Volunteer Fire Department to tout its brand new fire station by inviting the community in for a tour of the new structure.
We had to do surveys of the community to find out the average income of people. They base the loan, the grant, on that, so we had to go through all that process. That was probably about 4 years ago.
Fire Chief Jerry McLeod is referring to the $500,000 Community Development Block Grant, the $300,000 Appalachian Regional Commission Grant, and a $315,000 Rural Development Loan. The City of Flemingsburg also contributed $60,000 for the facility, which cost just over $1.1 million.
We're just so proud of it because the one we come out of, we had been in since 1969, and it was just cramped space. We got all the space we need here. We built this, designed it, and built it so that if anything ever happens in the future, that you have to man this facility. If factories come in and mandate it or whatever, or the insurance, we've got an upstairs that we can go in and complete out to where we can have sleeping quarters and everything. So we built it for the future.
The station was filled with the sound of children playing as they and their parents were welcomed into the 8,000-square-foot building, which includes four bays with enough space to hold seven or eight vehicles.
We have two tankers, three engines, a mini pumper, and a van. In the future, the reason the bay is as big as it is, for us to drop our insurance rating, we'll have to have an aerial attack. So that means we're going to have to find a used ladder truck or something to bring in so we can. They got these three-story buildings downtown, new hospital, new justice center, and different places. And before we can get our ISO rating down, which will save the people in the community money on their premium, insurance premium, we have to have an aerial attack. So that's in the future, but nothing immediate, but it is in the planning.
The station is located on Kentucky 32 next to the Marathon gas station just outside of downtown Flemingsburg. Right now, the station lacks direct access to the highway, but the state is planning to construct an access road in the near future. All in all, Chief McLeod believes this is a bigger, better fire station that will better serve the community.
It is, and we're very proud of it. We thank the community. Like I say, we had to do all the surveys and everything, and that was the first stepping stone, and it had to be done. So we have to go back and thank the people that obliged us with the information to get this started.
One of the ways members of the community were thanked on Saturday was with free burgers and hot dogs right off the grill. The Byron Henderson Memorial Fire Station is named after two former Flemingsburg fire chiefs, John Howard Byron and Ernie Henderson. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Joshua Grandison.